Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Amy G, we are on the air, so it's a time for a legacy of joy. So anyway, welcome to the show, because your show, and tell us about your what's going on, and why did you choose Legacy of Joy? So anyway, welcome.
Good morning. I think it's, I mean, I'm leading into what we've been talking about, and just I think I wanted to go a little bit more light, but I've also just been experiencing that when you go through really digging deep, as I was saying about the dark depth of your soul, basically this part that we all hold, or where maybe our pain is stored and where we think we've healed and not healed. And, but if we go down and really look at that and work on that, and for me, it's still an evolving work in progress for sure. Coming out of it, or I'm not sure I'm like completely coming out of it, but experiencing the joy from doing the work. And so that's really where today I wanted to talk about a little bit of the legacy of joy, of in the midst of our hardships or in the midst of our work that we're doing or working on ourselves, are we stopping to take time? And so this week it's been that mindset of leaving a legacy. We don't really think about it, or do we? And so some of the things that wanted to just bring to your attention, some questions that I have that we can all answer together, or it's just like as we evolve together, is when I think about that, it made me think about like just growing up as a child and even as a parent of teaching my kids, of how many times do you really hear the word legacy in your lifetime? Do kids even hear that? I mean, you always hear about, you know, be good to others. You know, if you could dream it, you can be anything, you can achieve it, you can do anything you set your mind to. But do you ever really hear the word legacy?
Right. That's a good point. And no, not too much, unless you're 100 years old. Right.
Right. It's sort of kind of like, or becomes upon, like you, maybe you hear it for the first time at a family funeral or something, or in the news when a famous person passes on, of, you know, their philanthropy work or something like that. So it really made me, it really has me thinking about it. And that's really what I wanted to talk about today with everyone, and sort of kind of challenge your brain of what legacy in the department of joy do you bring in the depths of your pain and your heartaches. And that I always say, as, you know, Christian believer, your angels, that it's like part of the valley. And my childhood, my mom, my grandmother always would say, you know, God leads you through the valley, but nowhere in the Bible does it ever say he's going to leave you there. But there's parts of the valley that aren't so easy, and there's parts of the valley that are long and dark. And but if you have the courage and the faith to go through that, you'll get to sun. Maybe, you know, the clouds have moved and you have a couple of days of brightness. And I feel like that's the correlation of the joy in our life. Going back to asking the questions of, these are just a few questions, like, what makes my day a great day? Do we stop to look for that joy, or do we stop to experience the joy? Is it something that, right, we recognize? Or is it something that we just experience subconsciously? And then I'm just going to throw these questions out there. Why do I smile one day so much and the others I don't seem to have noticed as much? Yesterday it seems like I could just truly feel myself smiling from the inside out and just like let out the scream and the giddy and the, it was just that kind of a day. And it made me think, like, not every day is like that. Not every day is going to be like that. So are there other days where I'm like, am I smiling? I think I am. But am I really consciously, right, aware of it? It's like experiencing that day all over again. You know, time. I was like, do we really experience our time? you know, and then that leads me to, are my days truly happy, or the days that I haven't, that maybe they've been a little hard to overcome some of my thoughts in my head, which we've talked the last couple of weeks about how the thoughts in our head can affect our attitudes and our mindsets. And if we can overcome some of those, that overcoming that leads to the joy, right?
Right.
So
that's very
those
true.
Are some questions.
So I have a question for you. All right. So, so you're saying that joy, are you smiling in from the inside out? So I'm going to ask it from this perspective. When I'm listening to people and someone just texted me and she says, and I know her, I know her pretty well. She's always got an opinion, and I've told her before, it's my sister, just so you know, she's a character. She says, great, my days are joyful, but what if they're not? And she said, smiling from the inside out, she goes, I have a hard day. She's a nurse, and she's a big nurse, not large nurse, but, you know, she's in charge of a lot of different realms there. So what do I do? What do I do? You know, you make it sound easy. I'm going to get mad at her for this. Don't worry, Amy. So I'm teasing, but she's right. Because, you know, most people, it's great that you can smile from the inside out, but what if you're having a rough day? What if you lose a patient in her case? Or what if you, you have the IRS on your butt, right? That's one I just heard not too long ago. What do you do? How do you keep your joy going? Or do you keep your joy going? Or you say, I'll be back tomorrow, you know, and nothing is so hopeless in living. You know, what's your thoughts?
That's exactly what this next phase. And we'll go through these phases all throughout our life, throughout the days, maybe experience it, you know, one day and then the next day not. But I think that's it. I think it's, to me, I feel like it's a conscious awareness. It's a constant conscious awareness of our thoughts and our actions every day, waking up, like we talked also of waking
that's
up to be
point.
A better person. And that conscious awareness of, you know what, today there has just been some more trials, like your sister being a nurse, that it would be hard to really smile when there's so much sadness sometimes. You know, as much as you try to save a life, sometimes you can't save them all because of the different variables. And then there is the one that does come in and you do everything identical to maybe the scenario that happened the night before and you were able to save the life for whatever reasons. And, you know, do you smile more because you were able to save one, or do you, you know, smile less because you're still sad because there was a life that was lost? I think, yeah, with your like with your sister, I would agree. I think you have to dig deep inside and still find that positive, which we've also talked about. And those are hard when you're overcoming your mind and your thoughts in your mind and finding a positive to hold on to. But I think part of leaving the legacy of joy is also just experiencing it, like a moment of bliss. You know, it's like people say, I'm happy, I'm good, but do you ever experience bliss? Do you feel it? Can you stop a moment in your day and go, man, this is just bliss? Or am I just happy?
Yeah. Yeah, just for that moment, you're blissful. I agree with you. I have a friend of mine, she's actually a client, just named her dog Bliss. Cool. Anyway,
right.
But yeah, so you just take a moment.
Yesterday I just had this, like, just being joyful of just some little things that are happening, that this is something else, like asking these questions, like, did I put this into motion years ago? And yesterday that I was just having this different time of excitement, a different kind of smile, different kind of happiness, not really this something you just, you know, landed. It's not like I found out I won the lottery or something that you could just pinpoint it. There was nothing like that I could just really pinpoint that was concrete or just something that I could just touch or hold, if that makes sense. It was just this moment, and that's really where, and it's been a long time. These past several months have been really challenging and hard, and I know I'm going to have some more days come up. I'm not trying to dread them or be Debbie Downer. I'm also trying to figure out when those days come up, how do I recognize it and how do I not let them consume my day, and how do I hold on to a moment like yesterday or even waking up today that it just all just seems good. And today it's a good day, even though it's rainy. How do I hold on to this in the days to come? How do I teach that to my children? And then You know,
do
you just stop in this moment where everything just seems like what you've desired, what you've dreamt, just seems a little bit closer, even though you still can't see that? And what is your reaction? That's what I would like people, you know, work with me on, or even let me know. Do you just stop and, you know, leading into these were some of my thoughts. Do you just sit still and just let it be? Do you just wait? But then we're also taught, like, get up and do something, be proactive. When is that okay time that you ever give yourself permission to wait? It's, you know, and I'm such like metaphors and visual that what if waiting is part of this journey and you finally get there and it's like sitting in a movie theater and you just like get to watch your angels actually work. Like they're just unfolding it right in front of you and you get front row seats, but your whole task is to actually sit and wait. And you see your dream sort of kind of unfold. It was like this little, like a trailer to a movie. And then you're going to have to get back in there and be proactive and work in the movie and, you know, start doing, playing your role again. But are there moments in time that we get to just sit and watch the things of the work that we've done, the changes that we've made in ourselves, and go, I've worked really hard and now I get to see this. Like other people get to see us as we go about our day, and we don't know what impact we've had on them. We're just driving through the gas station, through the grocery store, through the mall, through our job, through the office hallway. People see us and what impact we have, we don't normally know, but we never just stop to just see us. And so then it was, my question is, what if waiting while continuing your day is exactly what we're supposed to do, but how do you do that? How do you give yourself permission to go, it's okay to sit and wait. I don't have to be doing something. I'm completely guilty of that because sometimes I feel like I get down and out that I'm not doing anything and I need to be doing something.
Right.
And that's a challenge for me that if I'm not productive, it gets to me.
I hear you. So I'm gonna give you this, okay? And this is something that I feel. And so what do you think? Sometimes it's not about waiting with emotion or anything. It's just about being, right? Being just like chilling out and meditating, or not even meditating, maybe watching a great show and just realize it's all gonna work out. I also know this. This is something I got yesterday and I'll send it to you. You know, we have things that happen that bump that wound and, you know, we think it's already healed and it's not. Or maybe it's a lot healed and there's still a little bit of residual effects, right? And so I got this yesterday. It says, the wound is probably not your fault, but your healing is your responsibility, right? So maybe some people have to go really low to come back, okay? My daughter's like that. She has to go very low and then she comes back, okay? But that's how she processes. And you can, and waiting for your angels and to have the front row seat. Anyway, you got people biting at your heels, bill collectors, for instance, whatever. So how do you get through that? You just, I mean, it sounds great what you're saying, but I know, because I know people are wondering what you do and how do you just sit in the front row seat? Because you make it sound pretty easy. Is it that easy?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think, you know, is that sometimes like, do we not allow ourselves to sit in the front row seat because we think we're not like deserving to be VIP, you know, be the most important person in our own movie and stop and sort of kind of look at the trailer. It's sort of like the director of the movie, they stop to look and, you know, we're going to reshoot this scene. You know, do we ever stop to go, you know what, hold on a minute. I'm going to go back and change that. Tomorrow I'm going to do something different that can still affect the outcome in the next month to come. Or do we just give up and go, oh, too late now. I already did it yesterday. And since I did it yesterday, there's nothing I can do about it today. When I don't agree with that. I think maybe, you know, it's like I ran one day, but then yesterday I just walked and I'm like, okay, well today I can change that. I'm going to run.
Okay.
Just because
that's
I didn't run 10 consecutive days, I can still change that and get to running more consecutive days or walking, whatever it is, riding your bike, whatever. So you know, I mean, that's just like a simple, easy task, but I think we're talking about just things within our inner self, our soul, of like manifesting this joy. And
okay,
yet knowing that not every day is going to just be this, let me just scream and do the happy dance. You know, but
I hear you. But you said something too.
Do we give ourselves permission to sit in the front row? Is it okay? Is it okay? Or is someone going to come up and say, no, you got to get up. You got to get up. You got to stay moving.
Okay, I get you. And I hear what you're saying. But you said something to me. You can sit there and you can say, okay, I'm not going to worry about it. Right? So you have to have a deep faith. You know, you what most of us have to see it and then we believe it. So you believe it and then you'll see it. Okay, maybe that's a good way of saying it. But what I'm going to ask you now is, so we attach ourselves to the result of like, okay, I know that I'm going to most people are worried about love or money. That's what I noticed. So I'm going to get the person of my dreams, right? And you have faith in that, right? Okay. But then it's a lot easier to have faith when you're smiling. Let me tell you, when it's hard to have faith, when the chips are down, right, and you feel like that the universe is sucking you up, how do you get through that?
Yeah.
A universe of joy.
Exactly.
And you watch the trailer. How do you stay happy? How do you do that? Because people want to know that, Amy, and you've got some great stuff here. But how, I mean, I know I've been so stressed out. We all have, and that's okay, right? That's okay to be that in the front seat being stressed out, and you have that little glimmer of hope that says, I'm just going to have faith, right? I'm just going to be watching a good movie.
Right.
Oh, wow, that's my movie.
Right.
Okay. Is that what you're saying?
And I think that's part of like, yeah, I think like, how do you do it? And something I would just share of what I've been doing myself of trying to just smile and find a positive and find that joy is to stopping and looking at going, which you have been really tough and very firm about. What are some good things that have come out of previous situations or relationships or people who have crossed my path? And that has been a huge challenge. But to answer that question on me on a personal level, because of that challenge, that's where I feel like I have to stop and think about that one little thing that did make me smile. And when I think of something that makes me smile or something that I got to experience, that made me smile, that's when I have to sit and wait and sort of kind of enjoy that moment. And it does feel good from the inside. And then I can project it outward. And it's like an outer body experience when I sit and do it. And it does change how I feel. But it's not easy.
I feel
like I'm talking.
It's not. It ever
and
is.
And it's like, okay, I just wake up. And it's not. It's been a complete challenge. But I can share that as the answer how. That's my how. And everybody's going to be different. But it's truly going back to the beginning of this talk, conscious awareness of going, okay, what was the positive a year ago in that situation? What made me happy? What was the one thing that I was so happy about? Was it the phone call of, hey, we're going away? Was it the person who showed up at my door? Was it the friend who made the phone call in a situation that I've experienced that brought me joy? And was it seeing the change? Was it seeing that, you know, I woke up, I did this, I went and rode my bike, I ran, and I cut off 2 minutes from my time? What was it? And I think that's really the lesson in this week, or part of the journey of stopping and allowing yourself to experience the joy versus experience the joy. And then it's like back to the grind of, oh my God, I still got this and this and this, but we don't ever really sit and allow ourselves to experience those happy smiling moments. Rather, we're smiling on the inside and letting them come outward. You know, like there's parts of my heart that I'm like, they made me happy. Like even talking with you, of we have different soulmates through our life, and I'm learning that too, of the soulmates that have passed through, but they weren't meant to stay, but they did bring me some joy, even though some of them brought me a lot of pain and heartache, and I'm still trying to process some of those.
Well, I hear you. I get you.
But
and
there
you
was
do
some
a great
joy.
Job of
there
it.
Was. Yeah. There was some joy.
Yeah. Yeah, you got some joy there. So I'm going to share this. Somebody sent this to me just now because you're listening to the show now. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. Okay? It's when things go wrong.
I like that.
That you must not quit. Thank you, by the way. Man, it's going to make me cry. So just
I know. That's good. I love it. Stick to the fight.
Yeah,
which,
and
yes,
when your heart
I
is hit.
Agree. It's like, yeah, holding on to your dreams. And I've been challenging myself of, okay, you know, what does this look like? Where do you see yourself? You know, when people, high school kids are graduating here in less than a month. And, you know, every commencement's going to be, you know, you've made it. Where do you picture yourself in 5 years? Where do you picture yourself in 10 years? Where are you going to college? What are you going to do for your degree? And it's just, everything's so futuristic that do we really stop to teach how we just get through our everyday, day to day, and yet still hold on to the dream of visualizing it? And there's going to be people that come into our path going, okay, if I go that way, I'll never become the engineer if I go to this school. But maybe you still will.
Right. Maybe. That's a good point. You know, so.
You know, or
yeah,
just
because
you took a different turn than everyone else is thinking, you know, if you go to that college, well, I'm not sure if you're, you know, that's not really the best architect school, nursing school, medical school. You should go to this school, you know.
Yeah.
Who is anyone to say what
school? You know what? The bottom line is never quit. It's always going to get better. And no matter, and it doesn't matter how low you go or how high you go, as long as you're learning. Okay, and one of the other things I feel, too, is people want to be an expert, right? I'm an expert in BS, right? If you have a beginner's mind, you always can learn. But the moment you're an expert, oh, I'm the expert. I don't need to learn. Yeah, right? I mean, come on. I've dated enough guys like that.
I don't even think I'm an expert in taking care of my pets sometimes. They end up challenging me just feeding them. Like, I think I have a system down feeding our pets. Okay, here's your water bowl, here's your food bowl. And every day they don't want to eat in that spot, and I move it and they eat, you know. So they even challenge me. So I don't think I'm an expert in anything. I know I'm ever evolving, that's for sure. But I'm not sure how much time we have left. But
we got a couple of minutes.
A few ending thoughts, which is like what we're talking about is that manifesting joy is one thing of what we do in our everyday life of bringing joy. And most importantly, even to ourselves, it's not, you know, that's even something else of, you know, how you go out and make a difference, pay it forward. You hear that a lot in our society and, you know, helping somebody else. But how are we manifesting joy? And what am I doing today to bring something of happiness within myself that I can share with others or teach within my family or teach within the environment, whether you're a teacher or, you know, you work office, the medical field, whatever industry. And then yet experiencing joy is something else. And they're different. That's what I feel like I'm learning, like manifesting it, how to create it my own self, not expecting it to, I'm going to go meet Tari for lunch and that's going to make me happy. What if Tari's not available for lunch? What if there is nobody available for lunch and you got to go eat lunch by yourself? Do you give up and go, okay, well, I'm embarrassed. I don't want to go sit at a restaurant by myself. So I'm just going to go home and be in my little, you know, by myself. Or do you just go pick up lunch at the deli and go to the park? And then experiencing it. Do we really allow ourselves to experience it? Or do we rob ourselves of that? Because we're so worried about everything that we got to do to keep going to, if I don't do this, I'm never going to get my dream home. I'm never going to get through college. I'm never going to, you know, get that raise. I'm never going to, you know, make it to meeting up with the girls on Friday nights and happy hour or, you know, catching that movie with all my friends or having family night with my family and playing a board game or having dinner. And then leaving the legacy of joy to me is, it's like a whole new level. It's not, again, like we end up wrapping up, it's not about assets, material things when you're leaving a legacy in my books. I think it's really about how we help each other get through our hard times, get through our pains, pains that we healed 5 years ago, or maybe we partially healed and now, like what we talked about, that wound got touched again. It's okay. Do we give ourselves permission to go, it's okay to put another, you know, put some ointment, treat it, take care of it, put a Band-Aid, take the Band-Aid off, let it breathe, and let it heal properly, and be okay with maybe in 5 years it might get touched again. But each time that it gets touched, it's not so painful. It's just a reminder that we've grown, that
right.
we've evolved.
That's a good point. So we've evolved. And I promise you this, and I don't know if you agree with this, but this is something I'd like to talk about, and I can do it with you, or it doesn't really matter. But, you know, just know that the universe, you're the God of your understanding, whoever you believe in, the angels, Jesus, Yeshua, because I always call him Yeshua, says, hey, you know what? And your higher self says, I think it's her higher self saying, I'm going to give you this lesson, give my part of myself, give, because your higher self and you are one, that this lesson to see if you really got it, right? The personality part of you, not the higher self. And so you go, oh my gosh, it just kicked me in the gut, right? And I've had to learn that myself, you know, because you always get a lesson until it doesn't hurt anymore. Then you know that you're healed, really. And the universe, the higher part of you, gives it to you again and again until you get it.
You have been a huge advocate of point out to me, and I know that you and I, you laugh, and one of my big things is I am extremely guilty of, you know, here's a visual of being on the merry-go-round and everyone screaming at you, get off, the bolts are flying off. And I'm like, no, this is a great ride. It's still good. And it's going and it's wobbly and you're just like barely hanging on and it's just not a smooth ride and you're just bound and determined. Nope, this is still good. I got this. You know, and it's just sometimes we don't ever want to just get off because it's so comfortable. It's what we know how to ride this ride. We know, okay, it's going to wobble here and, you know, balance a little bit more or bend your knees and everyone's screaming, get off. You know, it's going to fall apart. And you're like, nope, I got this. And you've helped me a lot with, you know, just sometimes that the universe comes back and it's just like until you decide to get off of that and go, this is no longer in my best and highest good. And get off of this
exactly
merry-go-round.
Right.
And
well,
by
there's
that,
been times I've
merry-go-round
been on that,
that
same merry-go-round. Yeah, well, I've been on that same merry-go-round before. Life's not working anymore. Okay, I'm on my butt again. It's all good.
Right, and then you get on the new one, and it's so smooth, and you're just like, man, why was I over there for so long? That's me.
Yeah, I hear you.
Me.
Same here. We always learn, though. Hey, so listen, I know that you're a big advocate of animals and angel animals, and because I said I would mention this, in, you know, for the next period of time, maybe I'll do it every show. What's your thoughts on, I know let me back up. You have had some challenges with your horses because you're a big horse lady and you have a ranch, and I know you want to protect all animals, but your focus this next little bit has been on horses. Share with us why and what's going on. And because I, you know, we've only got a couple minutes, so because I'm gonna get them on the show, and you know, angel animals, animal angels, whatever.
Yeah, animal angels. Yes, I raise and breed quarter horses, and I normally sell. And I went to an auction. Sometimes it is a chance for people who maybe can't afford to buy at a premium, and you know, a chance for a horse to go in a different direction. Nevertheless, unfortunately, I had a horse that ended up in a buyer who is sketchy, and how he's practicing his business of buying horses and turn around and putting them on a site, quote unquote, kill pen without the intention of killing them and playing on people's emotions, which is basically through extortion that people are panicking. And that's how he's making his money. And the environment that these animals are in is just awful. And so with one of my horses, and I'm lucky that my angels, I feel like they do protect me and my family, and even my four-legged family, that this was brought to light of people that are out there doing this. And these animals are trusting of all of us. I mean, even dogs and cats and
yeah, their
it's been challenging. Yes. and they don't have a voice, and then other people are being basically extorted.
Right, so you're the voice, you want to draw attention to it, and that kind of thing, because we're going to be cut off in a second. And but on the other side, a guy that he's 78 years old, he's got your horse, and he and his daughter are going to take care of it and have fun with it, you get to be the voice of others. And we're going to have him on the show, so you'll be here, and I'm sure we can get some help here. So I'm going to see if I can get that to happen. But you've touched my heart.
That'd be awesome.
With your heart and with your warmth in your heart. And Amy got on her high horse and pulled him
the horse is
down
saved.
To make him. Yes, the horse is saved, and she's making
and
she helped
home.
Him look at himself. Yeah. And so you're a great animal advocate, and so thank you. Anyway, so I'm going to bring up this for the next little bit, because as you guys on my Facebook, on other posts that I have, that animals are so important. I love them, dogs, cats, animals, I just got a picture the other day of somebody who had sent me hunting for sport. I don't like that. So. Hunting for sport, and his little baby elephant was killed. And I was like, "Are you kidding?" The more people that are aware of it, and the more we draw attention to it, then as a whole energy of people, we can make a difference. Anyway, thank you for opening my eyes to that this week. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. This was definitely awareness on my end too. So, bringing joy to us as humans, and even the animals that are around us that trust us.
Yes, I know. They drive us crazy, though. Try having a pizza guy knocking at your door and you have dogs. Anyway, but they're a love. All right, everybody. Take care. Have a great now. And we will see you next Thursday. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Thanks.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.